Welcome to Pod Metro, the official podcast of the Intellectual Property Club, University of Ibadan, bringing you updates from the bustling world of IP.
Welcome to an episode of Pod Metro. My name is Joshua and I have with me. And today, well, Pod Metro from the bustling world of IP to your ears. So like today we've identified or we have two topics that pique our interest and we would like to share them with you. And the first one is about Marvel and, well, Stan Lee anyway. Yeah, we'll explain.
Okay, so the first topic is Disney's Marvel suits heirs of Stan Lee, Steve Ditko, Gene Colan, and Don Heck. So you might not know these guys, but Stan Lee sounds familiar. So these guys are the creators of iconic characters like Spider-Man, Iron Man, Black Widow, all that. So Disney is suing for a declaratory relief because the heirs of Stan Lee and co. sued Disney, claiming that they have a right to share profit with Disney as per, oh yeah, my brother Stan Lee created Spider-Man. But then Disney is saying, oh no, we hired Stan Lee to write these characters for us. And it was based on a work for hire contract.
Yeah. So what exactly is this declaratory
So declaratory relief is a court order that says that the cases will be settled without any specific action or awards or damages. So it's just, okay, the case has been heard, nothing will be gotten from it.
So you just want the guys to like say your stuff, I'll say my stuff.
Let's settle this.
So what's the point of the case in that?
You just want to clear their heads. You just want to, I guess.
Well, I'm also guessing that the court will not grant that declaratory relief if they feel like there should be damages. Yeah.
But do you think there should be damages?
I don't know. Let's look at that. What's the argument? They're saying work for hire.
Yeah.
Not work for hire. So what does that mean? Yeah.
Okay. So work for hire is when someone contacts you. Maybe you're a freelancer. And then say, oh yeah, hi Joshua, I need to write stuff for me. And then you write and you give them, it's your work, yeah, but they paid you and automatically belongs to them.
Yeah, on something.
And so that's what Disney is saying, that okay, we asked these guys to write for us, they wrote, they created characters, we gave them credits. You know that they did not really have to give them credits.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And now, because everybody knows them now, you can't just come and say, because I'm a brother, I'm a son, let me share. It makes no sense to me, legally. I mean, why? Okay. Why are you asking for profit?
Okay. So, I think what Disney is trying to say here is now that, so trust, let's use Stanley as the example, since he's the guy that most of us know. So, you're saying that throughout his life that he was just like working for Marvel.
Yeah, but, technically.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's like that was not the perception we had initially or previously.
So what was the perception you had?
I don't know. I thought that maybe the guy was like the owner of.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. But he was just a writer. Now we know now. And then people.
Well, that's what they're saying now.
Yeah. Now people are saying that okay, work for hire should be clearly defined. Are we just writing for you and you're taking all our work, or you're writing and you're part of the family, something like that?
I get, because like, I know there are some, even with this freelance contracts and stuff like that, there are some that they'll be like, oh, we want you to write it, but like, at the end of the day, you'll still be the owner of the stuff. There are some that they'll be like, oh, I'm going to take ownership of this thing and stuff like that. But I think at the end of the day, it still comes down to what kind of agreement you had in the beginning.
Yeah.
You get, like, they might have been, and it's even possible that the guy was not really aware of all this stuff.
Are you sure?
Yeah, like, if you go back to our last episode now,
we talked about the
contract that people signed, and like, they are not really aware of the implications and stuff like that. So it's possible that he thought that that we didn't know that's what this actually means. Yeah. And like he just signed the contract when he was like a personal writer. And now. But and then, at this point I don't know if there will be much that can be done about it. But
yeah. Like, and then the fact that the brothers and relatives don't have substantial proof.
Like
there's no contract, there's nothing to show that okay, this is what you said.
But we can't say no, they might.
They might, and they're keeping it for that big case because this is not backing down.
It's possible. Yeah, that's the thing. Like when you're going to the case, you might not really know exactly what you're going into.
Okay.
That kind of stuff. Anyhow, but I feel like at the end of the day, it's come down to the court to decide.
Yeah.
And they will look at everything that they can look at, and then they will reach a fair decision.
Hopefully. Yeah. So yeah, tell us what you think about this topic. Work for hire. Who gets credits? Do family members get to share profits?
We would love to hear from you. Check out our social media and email us, whatever works for you.
So Joshua, your topic.
Yeah, secondly, we are taking a look at 1-800 contacts and Bobby Parker. So the story is a little bit complicated, but I think if you're familiar with SEOs, keywords, you know, like, okay, this is it. Let me start by explaining SEO and keywords here.
Okay.
So that SEO basically means search engine optimization, and most times people use keywords to like optimize their web pages on search engines. So like when you type in something like let's say chocolate, the page that has let's just say like best SEO ranking is going to like pop up first, apart from the ads, because ads first.
Yeah.
Then, like the page that has the number one SEO ranking is going to be like the first thing that you're going to see.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. So like people use, this is the thing, when they try to improve the SEO ranking of a particular page or a particular article,
they use keywords
that people can search for. And like,
is it like, to break it down, is it like hashtags on Instagram?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Almost.
In a very simplified manner.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's something like that. Now, are you packed? Oh, 1-800 contacts, a 26-year-old firm, like very established. Well-known, prestigious, that kind of thing. They have a lot of goodwill and stuff like that. So they're now saying Oripaka. Oripaka is a new firm, or is a new company, not as popular, not as prestigious. Yeah. So they're now saying that Oripaka is buying their trademarks. That's their like in real life trademarks now. They are buying those keywords on the internet, and then 1-800 contact has to spend more money to outbid Oripaka on their own keywords on the internet. Do you account
for?
Because it's not like, anyhow, that's what it is. There's no need to go into all this SEO and keywords spiral again.
Okay.
So that's essentially what they are saying that. And then they also said that another part of the claim was that 1-800 contact designed a website that looks is not sorry Oripaka designed the website that is not the original website, and it has like it looks so much like 1-800 contact websites. And so when you click this 1-800 contact trademarks that are now keywords that Oripaka has bought, it takes you to this fake website that Oripaka has created that looks a lot like 1-800 contact website. And like they don't say anything that like it's not glaring that okay, well, I'll be back. I don't want internet contacts, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like Oripaka is not saying that, oh, you are ripping off my goodwill, you're ripping off my prestige and that kind of stuff, and like trademark infringement, all the gist, you get it. So on the other side, I think that they filed their suits in August.
Okay.
And all the stuff was in August. And now in December we have you have Oripaka responding to that suit, or like in the third, I think they said this is the third letter, whatever. Anyhow,
yeah.
December, they responded to that suit, and they said that you cannot claim ownership over the look and feel of the website. And according to them, they said that, okay, yes, they responded in December saying that you cannot claim ownership over the look and feel of a website and like the yes, but like there's no particular court judgment that is saying that you can't.
Okay. Get,
like even the authorities that Wapaka relied on in their suits, like that Southern District of New York stuff, that like is not expressly saying that yes, people can actually own online, or you can even own like keywords and like stuff like that, like online property. Like so, it's for me, I'll say that it's a very interesting case because on the other side, like while doing our research, I came across, I can't remember. So, but on the other hand, you know, like Wapaka is saying that this authority they are relying on, it doesn't actually expressly state that. While Wapaka is saying that you can't actually claim ownership over like internet property, like you can't claim a website, or like you can't claim it under your trade dress, under your trademark. There's this recommendation now, or like it's called the Joint Recommendation Concerning Provisions on the Protection of Marks and Other Intellectual Property Rights and Science on the Internet. Sorry, and it has been adopted by the Assembly of the Paris Union for the Protection of Intellectual Property and the World Intellectual Property Organization, General Assembly of the World Intellectual Property Organization, which I am to an extent sure that the United States is part of. So, anyhow, in Article 4 and 5 of this recommendation, or like this provision now, it says, it actually talks about like protection of science.
Keywords and stuff.
Not keywords per se, but like science on the internet. And it talks about using other people's science on the internet in bad faith, drinking accounts, using it to let account, all those kind of general stuff, trademarks on the internet, that kind of thing. So, now, of course, this will not be like branding authority there because I'm guessing I'm not very familiar with the legal system in the United States, but to an extent, I'm sure that it won't be like a branding authority over there. But like, to an extent, it should, I feel like it should be something.
This is
that,
what 1-800 lawyer will come from. Like, this is what
because I don't think they actually really mentioned it in their suits, GDS. Like, they never really relied on this
convention.
Yeah, but like,
so where is 1-800 coming from? You can't use our stuff.
Yes.
Because why?
Because it's our stuff. Do you guess? Like we own it in real life. The fact that just we own it in real life.
Yeah.
So you can't use it on the internet. Do you get? That's their vibe. And like we have been using it on the internet for a long time.
Oh.
And like our customers on the internet already associate this with us. Do you get that kind of stuff? Yeah.
And Wapaka is saying,
like the fact that
anybody internet, can use it.
Yes.
Thank
like,
you.
You can't tell me what to do. So that kind of stuff. That's what they are saying, Sha. But I don't know. It's I feel like it's a very if it is heard, like if the case actually kicks off and like it has to be ruled on, it can be like a very significant case when it comes to
trademarks, keywords, internet.
Yes, and even the ownership of property or ownership of property on the internet, ownership of property, that kind of stuff. Like it can cut across different aspects, like even like with all the NFTs and the metaverse things that we're having now, that kind of stuff. So yeah,
that's your case.
That is something that's happening.
You've explained everything.
I have
about it.
I've talked a lot about it.
You answered all the questions.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you also have any questions, again, you can feel free to
reach out to us anywhere. Send us a mail.
Yeah.
Twitter, Facebook.
We're not on Facebook.
Instagram.
Instagram, yeah. LinkedIn.
IPTLCUI.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's that. See you next time.
Yeah, bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Let us know what you think on Twitter and Instagram @IPTLC_UI. Until the next episode, bye-bye.